Exodus 39. And of the blue and purple and scarlet they made garments of service, for service in the sanctuary, and made the holy garments for Aaron, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue and purple and scarlet, and twined byssus. And they beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it artistically into the blue and into the purple and into the scarlet and into the byssus. They made shoulder pieces for it, joining it. At its two ends was it joined together. And the girdle of his ephod, which was on it, was of the same, according to its work, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet and twined byssus, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And they wrought the onyx stones mounted in enclosures of gold, engraved with the engravings of a seal, according to the names of the sons of Israel. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of memorial for the children of Israel, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of artistic work, like the work of an ephod, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined byssus. It was square. Double did they make the breastplate, a span the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones, one row a sardoin, a topaz, and an emerald, the first row, and the second row a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a diamond, and the third row an opal, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper, mounted in enclosures of gold in their settings. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, engraved as a seal, every one according to his name, for the 12 tribes. And they made on the breastplate chains of laced work of wreathen work, of pure gold. And they made two settings of gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two wreathen cords of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two wreathen cords they fastened to the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front thereof. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on the border thereof, which faceth the ephod inwards. And they made two rings of gold, and put them upon the shoulder pieces of the ephod underneath, to the front thereof, just by the coupling thereof, above the girdle of the ephod. And they bound the breastplate with its rings to the rings of the ephod with lace of blue, that it might be above the girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loosed from the ephod, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he made the cloak of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and the opening of the cloak in its middle as the opening of a coat of mail. A binding was round about the opening, that it should not rend. And they made on the skirts of the cloak pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet, twined. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates, in the skirts of the cloak, round about, between the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, in the skirts of the cloak round about, for service, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And they made the vests of byssus of woven work, for Aaron and for his sons, and the turban of byssus, and the ornamental caps of byssus, and the linen trousers of twined byssus, and the girdle of twined byssus, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, of embroidery, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And they made the thin plate, the holy diadem, of pure gold, and wrote on it with the writing of the engravings of a seal, Holiness to Jehovah. And they fastened to it a lace of blue, to fasten it on the turban above, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. And all the labor of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was ended, and the children of Israel had done it according to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses, so had they done it. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its utensils, its clasps, its boards, its bars and its pillars at its bases, and the covering of ram's skins dyed red, and the covering of badger's skins, and the veil of separation, the ark of the testimony, and its staves, and the mercy seat, the table, all its utensils, and the showbread, the pure candlestick, its lamps, the lamps set in order, and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, and the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the incense of fragrant drugs, and the curtain for the entrance of the tent, the copper altar and the copper grating that was for it, its staves and all its utensils, the laver and its stand, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the curtain for the gate of the court, its cords and its pegs, and all the vessels of service of the tabernacle for the tent of meeting, the garments of service for service in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments to serve as priests. According to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses, so had the children of Israel done all the labor. And Moses saw all the work, and behold, they had done it as Jehovah had commanded. So had they done it, and Moses blessed them.